Please listen carefully.
Hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen. And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every single day, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing our opinions, thoughts, and moods about these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, it's definitely Monday and we are not that creative, but we're going to give it a go-worthy podcast. Today is, in fact, Monday, June 22nd, 2020. So Christy, that was my incredibly feeble attempt at changing our opening this morning. I am having such Monday brain. I was reading our solutions this morning. I felt like they were too smart for me. I want to go back to bed.
It's that solstice thing. You know, today is actually summer. So you have summer brain.
I do have summer brain.
Maybe that's just so much summer for you being named Summers and all that.
Exactly. It's my season. The baby and I were up at 5:12 this morning because something that every parent knows is that when you have a child who likes to sleep when it's dark outside, it means you don't sleep as much in the longest days of the year. So at 5:12 this morning, a very happy and bouncing baby woke up and started clapping her hands and my day started. Yeah, I guess I'm 4 hours into the day right now and I need a nap.
Maybe you just need lunch.
Maybe I should probably have had breakfast. So how was your weekend?
It was good. I liked my weekend. I was telling you before that we actually got a new game on the PS4, which is called Just Dance. And it is the most fun thing I've done in the last 3 months because it's a program where you actually use your phone as a controller and you dance along to little cartoon characters to various songs. Mm-hmm. And it is a fantastic workout and it is completely spaz worthy. I just don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I got my heart rate up and we laughed a whole lot yesterday after we downloaded it.
Fun. That sounds really fun. We took a drive for Father's Day. My husband has a classic Ford wagon and we drove up to kind of in between where you live and I live and on the Central Coast and parked alongside and watched the ocean and had a picnic yesterday. I watched whales and dolphins and it was just gorgeous. And I realized that I actually had some of the most fun I've had in months just watching the ocean yesterday. So it sounds like it was a pretty good day for both of us. Well, back to Monday. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week at the Optimist Daily. As you guys may have noticed on the site, we are hustling our emissary memberships hard. We need 2020 emissary memberships in the summer of 2020. So if you are not yet a member and not a contributor to the Optimist Daily, we would really appreciate you logging on and doing so. It will help keep us employed, keep our fabulous award-winning team of writers employed, and help us bring more solutions like the ones we're going to talk about today. So that's my plug.
It'll also help us reach more people because our mission is to really expand the number of people on this planet thinking about how to deal with the world from a solutions perspective, as opposed to getting depressed and cynical and throwing up their hands because the world is just going down the toilet, which is what it would be easy to be deluded into thinking if you are just watching the headlines and the news. Our mission is to really help shift how people understand the world and see the world and be a positive force in the media universe, which is today why we're talking to the whole universe instead of just the world.
Exactly. 100 million people starting every day with a solution-oriented mindset. I was talking about the headlines and the fact that you can get brain rot candy and read it and eat it all day, but then you are going to end up just emotionally obese. And we would rather you be fit and have your emotions be in check. My meditation this morning, Christy, actually referenced, I think, because it was one of my Deepak meditations. He made a comment about optimism and being able to be optimistic every day. And I'm sure he might have known who he was talking to on that particular one, since Deepak Chopra is a fan of the Optimist Daily.
Yes. And he is an emissary. So join Deepak in becoming an emissary.
So let's tell some good stories today. What is the headline that got you fired up this morning?
The one that I loved was actually our lead story. And the headline is, "This Dad Gang is Breaking the Stereotype of the Absent Black Father." This is from the lifestyle section on the Optimist Daily. And I just think this is such an important thing to recognize. There is this stereotype of African-American men being absent in their children's lives and the whole idea of the matriarchy, which is very true and very powerful. But a lot of Black men are very involved with their children's lives. And in my friend group, I have a number of friends who are African-American fathers. And in my experience, they are nurturing and they're the parent in those couples that gives more to their kids for whatever reason. And this was a group of Black men who are fathers who are calling themselves the Dad Gang. It was started by a guy named Sean Williams, who he's like a stay-at-home dad, I guess. And he'd be walking around with his kids in their strollers and people well-meaning would compliment him on sticking around. And he realized that there was this stereotype out there he wanted to really almost create a movement against. And he started a Facebook group and it got more people. And now they're actually doing in-person meetings. They're doing walks. And over this last weekend for Father's Day, they did a Dad Gang stroller march, strolling with the homies tour, which I guess was launched last June. But it's just a nice story. It's an acknowledgement of Father's Day and of all the fathers out there. And it's a nice intersection between Father's Day and the Black Lives Matter protests and marches. But there is such goodness in this world, and fatherhood is one of those really important aspects of that. I like this story a lot.
I love this story as well. And, you know, we celebrated a wonderful Father's Day yesterday with my husband, and I got to talk to my dad as well, who is a grandfather now, which is pretty exciting for him.
Well, the other thing that I love about this is I love it when anybody challenges stereotypes. I think stereotypes, that's the shorthand that we use for categorizing the world. We're lazy. Our brains are lazy. We like to have stereotypes. We like to put things in boxes so we don't have to waste too much mental energy in how we interpret the world. But that's what stereotypes do. But it also really limits our thinking, whether it's about ourselves or about other people. And so anything that challenges a stereotype, like, for example, the missing Black father, I love. It forces you to think about not just how the world is, but how maybe it would be better instead of just taking for granted that it is a fixed world that we live in.
Deconstructing stereotypes is a sure path to a new understanding of a world that can work better. And I think this is exactly the kind of story that we really can all learn from. So there is other great news in parenting and child welfare that I chose today. This is from the health section of the Optimist Daily. A new agreement significantly lowers the cost of pneumonia vaccine. So pneumonia is the biggest killer of children under five throughout the world. And there's a vaccine called the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine that is made by the Serum Institute of India. I actually imagine that there are probably a number of other manufacturers of this vaccine. But a new agreement between UNICEF and the Serum Institute of India is going to reduce the cost of the dosage from $3.50 to $2, which is a huge deduction in the cost. The goal is to basically to have every child given this vaccine. The vaccine is going to be especially beneficial in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa. And this is one of those biotech, big pharma stories that makes me very, very happy when we see that welfare is being prioritized in addition to the business strategies of these organizations. So well done, UNICEF, and well done for the Serum Institute to be bringing this to so many children. Go ahead and read more about the details on it on the Optimist Daily. There are some other great stories about fatherhood and parenting as well that we were covering over the weekend. But this story just gets me really fired up. I am very, very pro-vaccine, as I believe that really helping children fight these diseases and not end up dying of pneumonia is a pretty important thing. Well done on this story.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of controversy about vaccinations around the world. It just sort of goes to a distrust of large institutions, but we can't forget that things like the polio vaccine, measles, mumps, all of these things are tremendous benefit, especially for children and having a better quality of life and decreasing mortality all over the world. And I think part of why we're less sensitive to how important and how transformational the whole concept of vaccines are is that we've been living with them and take them for granted. And if we didn't have them, there be millions, millions more deaths every year, especially deaths among children. I think vaccines are really important, and this is a great story, and I'm glad you highlighted it.
All right, we opened the floodgates here. There's this kind of third rail that we talk about, and vaccines being controversial tends to very much frustrate me. But exactly as you just said, Christy, we cannot take them for granted. People do take them for granted. And I know that it's controversial, but for me, this is pretty much a hard line. I really, really respect vaccines, and I just want to see more use of them.
Speaking of things that boost immunity that are really important for life, one of the headlines that I really loved was about a care home that's created a hug tunnel so that residents can hug their loved ones. And basically, it's a plastic sheet with armholes that people can actually put their arms through and maintain a physical barrier, but you can actually get your arms around your loved ones at this care home without endangering their health. Really, I love this. It's kind of like the plastic bubble boy kind of meets COVID-19. Other great headlines. There's a father that created a technology that gives any wheelchair smart driving capabilities. And this is driven by the fact that he is a father and he has a child who depends on a wheelchair. That's a heartwarming, good story. There's a story about the West Coast states, which are gearing up to build an electric highway. And as an electric car owner, I think this is wonderful. And this will get even semis that are electrified onto the road in a comfortable way. And it'll lower the diesel fumes. It'll lower the noise of an internal combustion engine. And I love the concept of really going all in for electrification of our transportation system. And the West Coast Electric Highway is one of those things. So this is great.
For sure. I was surprised you didn't choose that story, but obviously there are a lot of great headlines. Another story that I almost chose was why a clover lawn is so much better than a grass lawn from the gardening side of the Optimist Daily. There's the first global map of Spring Dawn Chorus, which is one of those citizen science stories that we talk about. And if you are a bird watcher, you will love that story. What else do we have? We've got new tech that enables power plants to reuse emissions. Affordable housing in the South Bronx, ranking high on sustainability.
And then there's also a story talking about the benefits of establishing a national energy grid. And I think that's a part of the solution. I'm much more personally an advocate of distributed energy, but I think that having an upgrade to our grid system across the board is essential. So this just outlining some of the parts of that. Anyway, it's a great day, great stories, and we hope everybody goes and actually reads them, and everybody can go and find out how to become an emissary and how to support the Options Daily.
Exactly, and if you are an emissary already, invite a friend. Let's make this thing social, people. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Options Daily update today. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And other ways you can support the Optimist Daily's mission is spreading the message, getting more of your friends to sign up even for the free subscription for the Optimist Daily so we can get our headlines into people's inboxes every single morning, grow our audience. And if you can help us do that, that's another benefit that would be great. Just to remind you, becoming an emissary on the OptimistDaily.com is just $5 a month. And that is what really supports us as a reader-funded independent journalist outlet. But however you sign up to support the Optimist Daily and our mission, you can be a part of the solution changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem solving mindset. We're so happy you're here. Thank you for listening. And please help us spread our solution message. Well, Summers, that's it for my Monday. I guess we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Exactly. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody have a great Monday. Bye. Amelia, good luck editing this today. Sorry, I need more coffee.